just a gorgeous evening here in Tripp as Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days is getting underway. I'm joined this time around by Preston Mathias, an 8-year member of the Country Wranglers of 4-H Club. Preston, thanks for visiting with us today. And how did you get started in 4-H?
Well, my parents and my sister were both in 4-H when they were young, and then my grandma and grandpa were both in 4-H, so it just kind of runs in the family.
What are some of the projects you have here at Achievement Days?
I have a lot of baked goods and just home living kind of arrangements at the fair. And then I have my sheep and pigs here at the fair, too.
And also, you're doing some photography. What did you photograph this year?
I photographed my new dog. So he's 13 weeks. His name is Remy. So I took a picture of him. He even posed for the camera.
That's good at 13 weeks. And what kind of dog is Remy?
Remy is an Australian Shepherd.
Moving on, you mentioned you're doing some baking, cakes, brownies, cookies. Tell us about the cake you baked.
I made a lemon cake, which is I found the recipe online. I've been making it for the last 2 years, so I hope this year I got the whole recipe finally down and perfect. And I made some of my mom's homemade secret recipe cookies.
And of course, if I asked you the recipe, you couldn't say anything because it is a secret.
Yes.
Now, of the baking projects you have here, which one is your favorite?
Probably the cakes, because I just enjoy dumping them out of the pan once they're done and finished, and they're just really fun to make.
And you also mentioned we've got sheep and pigs coming up for showing. First of all, let's start with the sheep. How do you get them prepared for showing?
Well, you have to shear them all the way down to the skin. That's what our project for today was. And then you have to doll up their legs, and you just have to get them ready by walking them, practice setting them up so they're ready to go for showtime.
And what is the most challenging part of showing sheep?
Probably to get them to set up. If they don't want to cooperate, it's kind of hard. You got to get their legs all set in the correct place. So that's probably the most challenging part, because they want to jump sometimes too.
What are the judges looking for in a sheep?
A big rack and a big loin. They want them to have enough height, but not too much height. But they're mostly looking for a big rack and a big loin and a lot of product on the lamb.
Now let's switch to pigs. How do you get them ready for showing?
Once again, you have to clip them, and then you have to walk them and practice showing them throughout the months getting ready for show. Pigs, I think, are a little bit easier than sheep, because sheep is a lot more work with them, or pigs, they just kind of do what they want, even if you work with them.
And what are the judges looking for in pigs?
They want them to be tall-fronted, heavy-muscled, but still have structural soundness in them, like no limping or any kicking of two legs together. That's what they mainly look for in a pig.
You've been doing this for 8 years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'd maybe want to try a beef sometime, or even just like a really big project with my grandpa that would take like 2 months to do, like some kind of wood project, maybe like a chair or something.
Preston, if someone were to approach you and ask you about your 4-H experience and why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Well, my 4-H experience has been great. I've loved 4-H since day one. I think if you wanted to join 4-H, it's kind of like a family. 4-H is kind of like a family. Everybody knows you. Everybody treats you with respect. And it's just really fun doing it throughout your life. You learn a lot of life lessons through it, like how to treat animals and how to put your heart and soul in projects and all that stuff.
Preston, I want to thank you for joining us here today at 4-H Achievement Days and Trip, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And again, that's Preston Mathias of the Country Wranglers 4-H Club here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.